Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ning Ninem Hang Sing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Home Minister Amit Shah calls for united war against drugs, saying drug menace threatens national security. Nagaland marks anti-drug day, renews fight against drug abuse. DGP Rupin Sharma says police forces across northeastern states are finalizing coordinated strategy to tackle drug trafficking. And Chief Minister Nipiu Rio calls for unity and collective responsibility to safeguard Naga identity. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Amit Shah today called for a united war against drugs, saying the drug menace threatens national security, social stability, economic interests and the future of youth and the country. He urged spiritual leaders, youth and mothers to come together on a single platform to win this war. Mr. Shah made these remarks while addressing the 10th apex-level meeting of the Narco Coordination Center in New Delhi.
Today, our country stands at a critical juncture in its fight against narcotics. The next years will determine whether drugs prevail over us or we prevail over drugs. My humble appeal to all of you is that for the future of our nation over the next 100 years, this is a battle we must win. Win with the determination and win through our collective efforts.
Speaking about the anti-narcotics efforts, Mr. Shah said the Narcotics Control Bureau has developed several online portals to facilitate the timely sharing of information related to drug crimes. International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking events were held across the state. Advisor Social Welfare Wang Pangkonyak, speaking at a program in Kohima, said that present society is confronted with a complex frontier of highly addictive synthetic drugs and sophisticated technology-driven trafficking cartels that infiltrate our towns and villages. The advisor said the state government is committed to strengthening Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances NDPS Act, tightening border monitoring and increasing number of de-addiction centers in the state. In Wokha, Deputy Commissioner K. Mathang Tsanglau highlighted the importance of awareness and education in schools, churches and villages and called for stronger coordination and participation of the public in building a drug-free Wokha. At Peren, Department of Social Welfare organized an awareness program where EAC Donan called for special care and attention of drug users apart from effectively tackling the menace. In Zuneboto, a joint awareness program was organized where District and Sessions Judge Puleto Yepto appealed district administration and stakeholders to establish the Addiction and Rehabilitation Center for the district. Department of Social Welfare and Imkung Youth Organization in Shamator held program and undertook pledge against drug abuse. EAC Noklak Apuloka H. Sumi at Noklak urged public to renew their commitment and join the fight against drug abuse. MON SP Kanchan Kumar Kanpal said awareness is important to reduce drug abuse in society and called for cooperation with police to fight against drugs. Nagaland DGP Rupin Sharma today said police forces across the northeastern states are finalizing a coordinated strategy to tackle drug trafficking, with the plan expected to take concrete shape within the next 10 days. He was speaking to media persons on the sidelines of a program where the Nagaland police observed International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking by organizing a mini marathon from High School Junction to police headquarters. Mr. Sharma said all DGPs and heads of anti-narcotics task forces from northeastern states had recently come together to formulate a common approach against drug trafficking networks operating across state borders. The DGP expressed hope that the coordinated mechanism will ensure that traffickers will find it increasingly difficult to evade law enforcement agencies.
All of us in Nagaland are very, very vulnerable to drugs. We are on the borders of Myanmar, very close to the Golden Triangle, where maximum amount of opium is manufactured in the world as of now. Some drugs are coming into India through the land border, right from Myanmar across into Noklak, Mon and all, but that quantity is very small. Most of the drugs which are coming here into Nagaland and from Nagaland to the rest of the country are traveling by road. During our investigations for the past many years, and especially focused investigations, during the past 3.5 years, we have seen that a large number of youth are taking to drugs.
On measures to improve women's safety, Mr. Sharma said Nagaland police have plans to install facial recognition and surveillance cameras and CCTV systems in major towns to deter crimes in public places. He also noted that cases of sexual assault are often difficult to prevent when they occur within families or inside homes. Mr. Sharma also urged victims and their family members to come forward and report such incidents, adding that increased reporting reflects growing public confidence in law enforcement agencies. Earlier, the DGP administered an anti-drug pledge. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio today called for unity and collective responsibility to safeguard Naga identity, noting that effective implementation of in-line permit system and the Register of Indigenous Inhabitants of Nagaland requires cooperation of all stakeholders. He was speaking while inaugurating the Kohima Village multi-purpose building at Kohima Village. Mr. Rio said the multi-purpose building reflects the vision of creating a common space for all Nagas.
Has sanctioned the money for this construction and the state government to further extend so that they can come up with a vision of making a huge home for all the tribes of Nagas, Nagaland, and also many people who want to come and have a living life. Including, as mentioned, the culture, traditions, and our customary laws which have been practiced since time immemorial.
The Chief Minister said safeguards provided under Bengal Eastern Frontier Regulation, BEFR 1873, and Article 371A of the Constitution have enabled Nagas to preserve their customary laws, traditional institutions and cultural heritage. He said the state government has defended its decision to extend ILP to Dimapur, Chumukedima and Newland after petitions challenging the move was dismissed by the court. On the Register of Indigenous Inhabitants of Nagaland, Mr. Rio said it will distinguish Indigenous Nagas from permanent residents and temporary residents, while ensuring that the rights of native communities remain protected. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Department of Industries and Commerce observed World MSME Day 2026 by signing an MOU with T-Works Telangana. The MOU was signed by CEO T-Works Joginder Tanikela and Director Industries and Commerce P. Tokugawa Sema in the presence of Advisor Industries and Commerce Hekani Jakhalu. Ms. Jakhalu thanked MSMEs for their contribution to state's economy and urged entrepreneurs to obtain Udyam registration. She assured that government is committed to bringing best expertise to support Naga MSMEs. Deputy Secretary Industries and Commerce John Penthang Izung said MSMEs contribute nearly 30% of India's GDP and highlighted rapid growth of Udyam registrations in Nagaland. He said the proposed Naturally Nagaland brand framework will promote authentic indigenous products and improve their global market visibility. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on Sunday, 28 June. It will be the 135th episode of the monthly radio program.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the Akashvani website and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the Akashvani, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast.
Nagaland will observe National Immunization Day on Sunday across all districts to protect children against polio and sustain India's polio-free status. The campaign aims to vaccinate 1,43,530 children below 5 years with 2 drops of oral polio vaccine. Health and Family Welfare Department in a release urged parents and caregivers to bring their children to nearest polio booth between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. And now to round up this evening's bulletin, the headlines once again. Home Minister Amit Shah calls for united war against drugs, says drug menace threatens national security. Nagaland marks Anti-Drug Day, renews fight against drug abuse. DGP Rupin Sharma says police forces across northeastern states are finalizing coordinated strategy to tackle drug trafficking. And Chief Minister Nipiu Rio calls for unity and collective responsibility to safeguard Naga identity. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.